Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and today's conversation is with Judy Tillman, Commissioner of Financial Management Service at the U.S. Department of the Treasury. Joining our conversation from IBM is Sylvia Malinowski. Judy, I understand that a huge percentage of monies owed to the government are to fulfill delinquent child support obligations. Could you comment on the programs FMS has in place to collect these debts and how they impact the general public?
Oh, I'm really happy to. You know, under the Debt Collection Improvement Act of 1996, FMS was charged with implementing the government's centralized delinquent debt collection program, and there were a lot of different kinds of debts that we collect for. And the main thing that we use to collect these debts is something called TOP, the Treasury Offset Program. We also have another program called cross-servicing, but TOP is really the big one. About $2.5 billion of what we collected last year, for example, was for delinquent child support. What happens is that the Office of Child Support Enforcement, which is part of Health and Human Services, is responsible for child support enforcement issues at the federal level. And what they do is they provide us with the information about persons that are delinquent in their child support payments. And then if we get the opportunity to offset some other payment to that debtor, we do that. And then those monies get sent back either to the state or to the individual that is to get those funds. As a matter of fact, since 1999, we have collected more than $17 billion in delinquent child support debt through our Treasury Offset Program. And at FMS, we are so proud of our role in helping to get child support to those who deserve it and need it. It's something that FMS employees take pride in. As a matter of fact, when I talk to our employees in our debt management area or in our payment management area, because it's really the two AC areas together that make this happen, I tell them that they are not just collecting debt, that they are actually helping to raise America's children by making sure that the funds get back to the custodial parents.
That's a wonderful perspective. So staying along some similar lines here, can you tell me a little bit about some of the technologies that will help to streamline and automate some of the business processes around collecting delinquent debts? Specifically, I believe there's something called the Debt Common Client System.
Yes, we've used a lot of different technologies to modernize our debt collection business. Through the Debt Common Client System, for example, we are offering agencies web-based access to our Treasury Offset Program, TOP. That's going to decrease the agency's burden by increasing the communications and collaboration between the agencies and FMS. It also enables federal agencies and state entities, government and child support offices, to access the TOP system so that they can refer new debt or update delinquent debts that are offset against our outgoing federal payments. Some of the other technologies that we've used well, one is that we employ a state-of-the-art phone program that allows individuals and businesses to check to see if they are going to be offset. This interactive voice response, or IVR, system is available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So far in 2009, more than 96% of all of the calls into FMS to check out their status have been handled by the IVR system. What that means is that we are not having to have people actually answering those phones, and that makes it a more efficient system for the taxpayer. Another one is that in 2005, we implemented FedDebt for cross-servicing. Again, this is a web-based application that allows federal agencies to refer, view, and get immediate updated status on delinquent debts. And then in 2008, we enabled individuals and businesses to pay delinquent debts using FMS's pay.gov collections application, which once again is electronic and web-based. We're also developing a data mart that provides FMS management with quicker access to data on debt collection for planning purposes. We'll be able to mine the data to help improve debt collection operations and determine which debts are more collectible and which debts require what types of tools.
Judy, the GAO, or the Government Accountability Office, has identified significant weaknesses in IT controls within FMS. Could you tell us about your efforts to remedy FMS's IT system weaknesses and establish proper IT controls within your organization?
Yeah, I'm really happy to answer that question. You know, as FMS, we have an awful lot of accountants and auditors ourselves. So we work very closely and cooperatively with all of our auditors, and we take the findings very seriously. Over the last several years, our findings have been reduced from material weakness levels down to the lowest possible level of reportable findings, and we are constantly remediating any remaining findings. We've taken a lot of steps to ensure against any data loss or dollar loss. Our systems are reviewed regularly by multiple sources. And for example, the Federal Information Security Management Act, the FISMA review, which all government agencies are involved in, recently came back with no findings for FMS in 2008, something I'm very proud of. But let me just say that while we take all these findings very seriously, this is not something I lose sleep over. I have great confidence in the security of our systems. We have very dedicated people in information resources monitoring our systems every minute of every day.
Well, that's great to hear. Going in a different direction, how does FMS work with its major financial agents? And specifically, could you describe to us the unique relationship that exists between FMS and the Federal Reserve Banks?
Yes, we basically work with two types of agents, financial agents and then our fiscal agent, the Federal Reserve Bank. Financial agents are basically commercial banks, and we use commercial banks to operate a substantial amount of our collections business, things like commercial bank lockbox processes for collections, as just one example. And since we rely on these financial agents to operate these programs on our behalf, it's very, very important that we establish and maintain a close and collaborative relationship with them. At the same time, it is definitely a business relationship. We have a responsibility to the taxpayer to minimize the cost of these services, and as a result, we monitor the costs and performance of our financial agents, the commercial banks, very closely. And we provide incentives for cost containment, incentives for high levels of performance, and frankly, disincentives when perhaps performance is not as good as it should be. And then there's the Federal Reserve Bank. Although the Federal Reserve in statute is our fiscal agent, which means that we can direct them to do work on our behalf, they are really a strategic partner with FMS in helping us accomplish our core missions. The Federal Reserve touches each of our business lines in one way or another. They provide critical systems and operational support. We work together to manage and contain costs and ensure proper stewardship over the use of our taxpayer dollars. Now, just as an example, several years ago, we had 8 Federal Reserve banks processing Treasury checks. But over the last several years, we have worked together to reduce that to a single check processing site. And as a result, we've saved taxpayers millions of dollars every year in check processing costs. I can truly say that the Federal Reserve treats FMS's mission as if it were its own.
Judy, you had mentioned the Treasury Offset Program, or TOP, earlier. Could you tell us more about it and how it relates to the Federal Payment Levy Program?
Sure. As we discussed earlier, the Treasury Offset Program, or TOP, uses both offset and the Federal Payment Levy Program. Offset is the process where federal payments are reduced, or eliminated in some cases, to satisfy a person's overdue federal debt, child support obligation, or state income tax debt. A payee's name and taxpayer identification number are matched against a Treasury FMS database of delinquent debtors for automatic offset of funds, which are then used to satisfy payment of the delinquent debt. FMS initiated the Federal Payment Levy Program, or FPLP, in July of 2000. FPLP is a program where delinquent federal income tax debts are collected by levying non-tax payments. This is authorized by the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. FPLP includes levy of vendor, federal employee salary, OPM retirement, and Social Security benefits payments. It is almost identical to offset in that delinquent debtor data is matched with payment record data, and this automatic collection of the debt at the time of payment occurs after the delinquent taxpayer has been afforded due process in accordance with the Internal Revenue Code.
So Judy, earlier you also mentioned cross-servicing. What's the total size of the debts eligible for referral to cross-servicing, and how much to date has been collected since the inception of this process?
Cross-servicing is the process where agencies refer federal non-tax debts more than 180 days delinquent for particular types of collection. Once agencies refer their debts, FMS uses a variety of collection tools. So they can continue to use the Treasury Offset Program, but they can also include things like Treasury demand letters, phone calls to debtors, reports to credit bureaus, and reports to our private collection agencies. We also can refer cases to the Department of Justice for litigation if we think that's appropriate. We also provide administrative wage garnishment as a debt collection tool to federal agencies through cross-servicing. The calculation of the amount of debts eligible for a referral is based on information from the agencies. And really, the agencies are critical to our success. And they have been great in reporting that debt.
That's great. What does the future hold for Treasury's Financial Management Service? We will ask Judy Tillman, Commissioner of Financial Management Service, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.